A delegation of ethnic Chin Christians are in London this week to highlight violations of religious freedom in Burma, also known as Myanmar. While in the British capital, the group are presenting a new report entitled Threats to Our Existence: Persecution of Ethnic Chin Christians in Burma. Christian Solidarity Worldwide is hosting the visit, and we spoke to CSW's East Asia team leader Ben Rogers about the violations the community is experiencing.
Talk to me a little bit about who the Chin are.
Well, the Chin are one of the major ethnic nationalities in Burma. There are about seven major ethnic groups in Burma besides the majority Burman population, although there are many smaller minorities as well. But the Chin number about 1 million in Burma altogether, and they're a predominantly Christian population. And they live in the area of Burma in the west of the country, along the borders with India and Bangladesh.
They're highlighting particular things that have happened to them, and there's a new report out again highlighting violations. Perhaps you could talk to us about some of the violations they do want to highlight.
Absolutely. Well, I think the major violations that the Chin people, who are a predominantly Christian people, have faced include, for example, the widespread destruction of crosses that they have built around Chin State as a symbol of their faith. The Burma army has come in and in some cases torn them down themselves, or in other cases ordered Chin Christians to destroy them, and in some instances to build Buddhist pagodas in their place. There have also been serious restrictions on church activities, taking people out of churches during a Sunday service to use them for forced labor and forced portering. And then one of the, perhaps the newest issue that they've highlighted that has not been highlighted previously is the government's use of schools in Chin State, a particular type of school that comes under the Ministry for Border Affairs. And these schools are actually run by the military. And what's been happening is that Chin children, usually from very poor families, have been lured away with the offer of a good education and the possibility of a job in government and good prospects. But what they've found when they've come into the schools is that they've been totally forbidden to practice their own faith. They've been usually forcibly converted to Buddhism. And they've been basically told if they become Buddhist, they can get good jobs in government, but if not, then they won't. So those are some of the issues that the report documents.
The group is in London to highlight a lot of these issues. They're meeting with British parliamentarians. What are they hoping that these parliamentarians, and indeed the international community as a whole, can do for them?
Well, I think the key message is, obviously, we've been seeing some positive signs from Burma in some respects. We saw the release of Aung San Suu Kyi, the release of many other political prisoners, the election of Aung San Suu Kyi and her party to parliament in by-elections, and a number of other reforms. But the key message is that despite these hopeful signs, there are also some very serious human rights issues, including violations of religious freedom, continuing. And what the Chin Human Rights Organization and CSW both would like the international community to do is to monitor this situation, to continue to raise it with the Burmese government, and to deliver a strong message to the Burmese government that whilst we welcome the positive steps that we have seen, there's much more they need to do if they really want to show that they're changing. And one of the things they need to do is to stop these kind of violations. So there needs to be pressure on the Burmese government. Pressure must be maintained for serious change, including for these things to end. Two specific things we would like. One is for the Burmese government to actually abolish the Ministry of Religious Affairs, which is essentially a tool used to suppress minority religions and restrict religious freedom. And secondly, for the United Nations Special Rapporteur for Freedom of Religion or Belief to be invited to visit Burma and to investigate some of these issues. And so we would like the British government and others to be pushing on those points.